Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
You're 6 weeks into this 8-week adventure. Are you on schedule, and how is team morale going?
Yeah, we're on schedule. We're a little behind, but we caught up yesterday, so we've pulled some very big flying hours in the last couple of days. But and team morale is very high. You know, we can see. We can see Australia only 3 weeks, 6 days away.
That's close. That's very close. So far, you've been to the Pacific Islands, including Hawaii, the USA, and South America, the Caribbean. Now you're in Africa. Tell us about some highlights so far, both in the air and on the ground.
I think the highlights, little highlights that come along the way are quite amazing, like, you know, watching a sunrise over the Pacific Ocean. That's just an amazing sight, and then there's the milestones that you achieve that they're tremendous. When we flew across the Pacific Ocean and we finally saw the American coast and we got over that, it was a great feeling, you know, to get over the Pacific Ocean and then just recently getting over the Atlantic Ocean. You know, it's huge flying, and it's hard flying, and that's been great seeing that happen. But also there's the milestones as well. I suppose not milestones, but the highlights of seeing the way the Lord works and providing things along the way. And yesterday, when we got to Uganda, or left Uganda, the avgas that we needed arrived like 12 hours earlier. I hadn't had avgas for 2 months. And 12 hours earlier, the avgas arrived so that we could keep going.
Wow.
And it's things like that really make the trip just amazing.
Well, you're in Tanzania. What have you been up to there?
Sleeping.
Fair enough.
We only got in last night, and the flight before that we flew 20 hours and 14 minutes, and then we had a break of about 19 hours, and then we flew on to Tanzania. So, yeah, it was quite the few last 3 days, but. Yeah, so sleeping's what we've been doing. Catch up on it.
And it's very much deserved. Other than sleeping, are there any plans while you're in Tanzania?
Yep. In Tanzania, we're getting the plane serviced, and what we're going to do is get the plane all serviced, and then we're going to head back up to Uganda on a commercial flight to finish our work with Watoto.
Uh-huh.
What we ran into is that because we're behind schedule, we kind of had to play catch up, and so we flew across Africa almost in like 2 days, and so we need to get, while the plane's being serviced, we'll head back and finish the work in the orphanage.
You've done some major ocean crossings, the Pacific, the Atlantic, and there's an interesting comment someone posted on your Facebook page. They say, "You almost gave me a heart attack when I checked the IndigoSat to see where you guys are at. It was telling me you were at altitude 0 feet in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. It took me a few minutes to realize if I zoom right in, there may just be a little island somewhere down there." Well, thankfully, there was a little island down there, but it's hard going on those long ocean crossings. Any nervous or tense moments?
Oh yeah, it's beyond tense. It's absolutely scary. When you're flying in the middle of the night, you know, you can't see clouds, and you know, we've had to fly through a couple of storms, and it's just been that is very scary because you're in a pitch black, you can't see anything, and next thing you're up and down, the plane's all over the place, and you've got to keep straight and level. And so there's that, and then we've got a storm scope, and you're flying along, and next thing you start seeing the lightning strike start to appear in front of you, and yeah, that's very, I like your word better, tense. Good word, tense.
And naturally, I imagine the prayer is playing a rather large role in your preparation.
Prayer is playing a massive role in this, and that's where it's great flying with a fellow Christian, because we pray a lot during the flight, you know, and anytime we feel that there's a decision coming up that we're going to have to work what we're going to do, we pray about it. And the other thing we've been doing too was a gentleman from the United States sent us a devotional book, an aviator's devotional book, and we've been going through one devotion on each leg of the flight. And it's amazing. When I come back, actually, I wouldn't mind spending some time with you talking about it. Just the different things during the flight, where we saw the Lord's hand just directly involved. We were praying and asking the Lord to help us, and including, you know, some places I actually think it was miraculous the way the Lord just stepped in and made things happen.
Of course, the whole reason for your flight is raising awareness and raise hopefully $2 million in the fight against malaria. There's a touching story left on your Facebook page by a Papua New Guinean lady who said she fought malaria most of her childhood, thankfully survived, but has lost many family members to it. How do you feel you're going with raising awareness?
It's a good question. It's something that at this stage I think is hard to gauge because there's so much work we're doing here, just making the flight happen. But it seems there are times, though, we catch glimpses because we're out of touch, really, about what's happening in Australia, where it seems that the awareness that we're trying to raise is happening. And people will make comments, as you saw on the Facebook page, and then, you know, we got an email from a chap in Hawaii after we left saying, you know, I can't believe what you guys are doing. I've given a donation to one of the charities on your website, and emails from people back home who have said, you know, we've been following the flight and we've sent $500 to APAC. And things like that really, you know, when you've had a really hard night flying over the ocean or you've been through some really bad weather, and then you read an email like that, it really makes it worth it. It really does.
Well, I look forward to the documentary you make when you get back.
Yeah.
Now, definitely. Next is India, then the Asia Pacific, before you head home by the start of July. Looking forward to that final leg, I guess, is a ridiculously obvious and silly question to ask.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely, yeah. I think, it's probably the big thing for Tim and I is that this trip is it's like working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you know, the coming home part is going to be huge, and we were talking about it last night here, just to be able to come in and just see that Australian coast will be fantastic.
Ken, all the best on that last leg. Great to speak to you tonight on Open House.
Thank you. Very good to speak to you too.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.